We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and run outside, with the proper social distancing, of course, has been a great outlet. So if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility, and their proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business, because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
I remain unclear, Stugatz, after all this time, in that open to the show, whether the uproarious laughter all around you is about the boy band mistake or that you sneak in there in your patented way, the first couple of seconds of nonsensical sounds of the nightly. And you say the nightly, and what was that about? Was that because you were saying you wanted to counter Mina Kimes' daily by doing something at night called the nightly? Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah, we were talking about the nightly right before. I don't know what was going on there, but we were talking about the nightly right before that. It was 10 stories in 10 minutes. And I was just going to throw it to a different contributor to attack each of the 10 stories. I wouldn't do anything. I would just say, Lakers, LeBron, George Giannis. We give you 55 seconds and I close it out to the next one. And I just blurted it out because I got caught up in the air and everyone was making fun of me. I just said the nightly.
All right, Mike, can you do me the favor and just replay that open so that people can just enjoy the nonsensical nature? Because the laughter was because of that, because Stugatz nonsensically got trapped, okay? I want you to imagine Stugatz just cornered because he had called a boy band member, Al McLean, in his worst mistake of dyslexia and, you know, bad eyesight since he pulled up a phone call that was supposed to be a bow, and he called it 80. Let's just hear that again so that you can hear in the middle Stugatz with a totally nonsensical the nightly.
Attention.
This is the Don Le Batard Show.
You're my brother.
Don Le Batard.
We are what America needs. Another sports talk radio show.
Stugatz.
He failed America.
This is Ryan Gosling was neighbors with Backstreet Boys member Al McLean in the 90s.
Hey, JJ?
Yes. What did I say, Al? Sorry about that. Al McLean. It'd be a whole different story if one of the Backstreet Boys was named Al.
It's a capital J.
Roy, listen, the vision is going on me. I don't know what to tell you. Again, I haven't read these in a while. I mean, you know.
I think it's McLean, too.
It says McLean, tomato, tomato.
It says McLean.
It says AG McLean.
He made him Al McLean.
I felt like everyone was attacking me and piling on, so I just threw out the nightly to distract everyone.
So Stugatz is not here today. Stugatz is on remote. He's gotten the antibody test. He has gotten the other test, the coronavirus test. We will figure out in the coming days how it is that Stugatz is doing, but he has to do this from home for the moment. And the thing that I wanted to ask you, because I know some gas bags are pretending to be in this realm of sports experts on the coronavirus, when I feel like not even our scientists have quite a grip on what it is that's happening. So when the University of Washington releases a report, according to CNN, that if 95% of us wore masks in public, we would prevent 33,000 deaths by October 1st. I'm assuming that's right. I'm assuming they know a great deal more than us. But I feel like everyone in sports is moving ahead with the business models without knowing exactly or even really at all where it is they're headed. And the thing that I wanted to ask you, as I see precious little reported about football's precautions, we laughed at baseball for being first with the bubble. Basketball's details seem to be a lot cleaner than anyone else's on the bubble.
Right. Right.
We're fewer than 50 days out on football. The Hall of Fame game has been canceled. And what I wanted to ask you is, does it feel to you like football is guilty of the same thing America has been guilty of, which is not paying close enough attention with plenty of warning from other places on the details that need to happen in order to pull this off when Fauci, our lead scientist, is saying that football can't do this correctly without a bubble? And the only kinds of reported details that I see on football, Stugatz, as football players and coaches continue to tell reporters, hey, we don't know what the hell is going on. We're not getting a whole lot of guidance on what the hell is going on. And what do I see reported? That the NFL has put together a proposal to cover the seats that are closest to the field so that they could put sponsorships there. Again, showing you, as football does again and again with no blowback, the general greed around all of this. This is returning strictly and exclusively over the health of these people and the risks because of the money involved. There is no other reason, Stugatz, for, you know, well, you could drape it in symbolism. You could sit here and say, well, right, America right. needs a reprieve, whatever. They're all coming back with urgency and with risk simply because of money. And the reason I ask you this question is because I want to understand, as I've asked you many times before, what do I need to put in front of you that looks like greed for you guys to understand the athlete when he complains about a contract and says it's just business, and for you to absorb just how just business it is, as we create this entire mythology around what sports should be to us, the sis boom ba. I've told you before, ESPN is one of the many people that capitalizes on the injustices of college football by putting together those television contracts that make us a lot of money. And I don't know, Stugatz, honest to God, I don't have the answer to this question, but I think it's really bad. If ESPN doesn't have college football,
right,
and we're going for months and months on this, where we're getting past the initial reprieve of the highest paid employees in the company take a 15% pay cut for 3 months. Okay. We're almost at the end of that 3 months. I got to imagine, without talking to anybody about this, I am simply imagining it. I have no facts on this, not a single fact, but I got to imagine if we lose college football, like how the hell is ESPN not going to have to let people go? Or try and save money in ways that are innovative, right, because all of the people involved here with sports need this money. It's the only reason, Stugatz, that we're not just responsibly saying, hey, how about never mind for 6 months? How about never mind? Just we're all going back inside because these numbers are spiking all over the place. And even if it's only 5%, who are dying, you certainly aren't going to feel it's only 5% if that's someone you care about is in that 5%.
I think we probably should be saying never mind for a season, but to your point, there are jobs at risk. There are people who need this money. People want the money. I think the pandemic is interesting. I think this is the example. We are sending athletes. Now here's the problem. On the other side, the fans want it because they've been home. They're tired. They'll take anything that takes their mind off distractions. They'll take anything in any form right now that will provide them with some entertainment. But the league probably should take the season off.
They probably should, so I would say, to show the fans, I think the fans see that.
I think they see, wow, The money is so important here to so many people that we are willing to bring all these guys back during the pandemic, but hey, we're fans. We want it as well.
And so it's a tough situation.
I don't want it over the health of the people involved.
I agree.
And it's easy for us to say that right up until we don't have 6 months of sports, and then it is permanently impacting our ability to do our jobs. But I think everyone with a heart out there can agree that no matter how much you want sports, you don't want it over the health of the participants. You don't want your people to take on a risk that is, you know, eternally damaging. But I want to put in front of you again the question that I'm asking, Stugat. What more do I need to show you for you to go forward from this point on, understanding that everything you're watching in sports, including the college rah-rah, is business? Like, how much more transparent do I have to make it? How much more overt do I have to make it? Do I have to have the commissioners in unison do a two-hour special on ESPN where they all say flatly, we're doing this only for money? It's only for money. It's only for money. It's only for money. We need the money. Like, what do I need to do for the sports fan to absorb that this thing that they want to make a utopian mythology is 100% a business, not 98%, not 99%, 100% in ways that make the reporting on what the NFL is doing. Hey, there's a proposal to cover the seats so that they could put sponsors over those seats so that if they do get to televise games, they're making back some of the money that they're not making from fans being in that stadium.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number is 3030.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And the proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at allbirds.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Watch new shower session videos now at youtube.com/progressive. Today on ESPN Daily, LeBron James's announcement in 2010 that he was taking his talents to South Beach was one of the biggest and most divisive sports media events of the decade. It's also glorious. Hear how the decision changed sports forever. That's ESPN Daily, presented by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast.
We're going to talk to Don Van Natta about that LeBron James backstory because that was an enormously fun time to remember. And I remember, Stugatz, specifically that my initial reaction, and this runs counter to me always wanting to make everything the circus, my initial reaction privately was to recoil and be like, LeBron James, why are you doing this? Why would you do this? And then some friends got in my ear and pointed out to me, Dan, why are you of all people objecting to the idea that you would just turn this into a circus entertainment vehicle? as opposed to treating it with some sort of starched professionalism. And I actually had to change my mind, and it was before he chose Miami. Like, I just remember the news breaking a couple of days early that he was going to do it that way, and my initial instinct reflex reaction was to not like it. And only after talking to friends was I like, man, I'm being an idiot about this, because I wish everybody did it this way. Like, put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Don't you wish all the big free agents would have a television show to announce their decision?
What a strange, confusing time that must have been for you. First off, I think your first reaction was, wow, I got it right. Because you were nervous because you had reported it a couple of days before. But what a weird and interesting time that must have been for you. You've been looking for the circus and the show forever, and LeBron gave it to you, and you objected to it.
Just privately, though. I didn't say anything publicly.
What a revelation.
Yes, I know. It was shocking to me, too. It was shocking to see it well up inside of me. But because I sometimes end up grading you guys with things I say publicly, we get a tweet like this, Stugatz. ESPN, if they have to start making cuts, I hope they start with you. Not Stugatz, not Mike, not Roy, not Chris, not Billy, not Tony, not Greg, not McGill. Just you, Levitard. Just you.
Is that guy?
I like that guy. I mean,
so do I. You know what? So do I. Happy 40th birthday to Michael Vick.
And happy birthday to him. I don't care. Good luck.
Also, happy 46th birthday to Derek Jeter.
I don't care. Good luck.
So, Stugatz, on the television up in here on Get Up, they are discussing whether or not who you would take with the first overall pick in an NFL draft for history.
For God.
All of the NFL history, and it's four guys on Get Up, and two of them took Brady, and two of them took Mahomes. And my question to you is, and I want you to answer this question honestly, if the last 6 minutes of the most recent Super Bowl had gone differently, would you be out here still questioning Patrick Mahomes? Yes or no?
Yes.
That can't be right. That can't be right.
I expect nothing other than that. In fact, if Mahomes better win them all going forward, because Stugatz is going to be able to have that take after any Mahomes loss.
Wait a minute. That's not allowed to be right.
Of course it is. He loses a Super Bowl to Jimmy Garoppolo. How valuable can you be? Alex Smith probably wins that.
Right, are you kidding me? Like, listen, what year did Marino lose in the Super Bowl? What year was that? Was it 84, 85?
Oh, man, you're 84, killing me.
I think it was 81.
Certainly wasn't 81.
I am telling you, there was like a 12-year-old kid who was questioning and ripping Dan Marino after he had gotten blown out by Joe Montana in the Super Bowl. So, absolutely, I'd be questioning Patrick Mahomes.
I'm so bad with this year's
1984
stuff.
Season.
Okay, so you tell me, though, Stugatz, because if you're telling me that if Garoppolo happens to be a little more accurate throwing a deep pass to Emmanuel Sanders, you'd still be here saying Patrick Mahomes can't win the big one.
Yes.
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
Was I not clear the first time?
It's just so great. I mean, I just want to keep showing you. It's like putting a dog's face in the poop on the carpet. I just want to keep showing you how stupid it is. And all you're doing is with your face in the poop, you're just pooping some more.
I'd still be blasting Andy Reid for getting rid of Alex Smith. Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. Chelsea defeated Manchester City 2-1. The City loss results in Liverpool clinching the top of the English Premier League for the season. It's their first top-flight title in 30 years. That's surprising. I mean, I thought Liverpool was good. The NBA has told its players that they will use local, state, and federal law enforcement as well as contracted security professionals and team security staffs to secure their new Orlando Restart campus. There will be no law enforcement within the campus as they will patrol the campus perimeter. And finally, Stouffer's has announced on Twitter that they have created a Mac on tap dispenser that will deliver mac and cheese straight from the tap. Give it to me right now. Right now. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Would you want mac and cheese from a tap? Yes or no at Le Batard Show.
You have one of those, Dan.
Yes, I do. I've got draft beer I could just pull on something, and then just mac and cheese, also mashed potatoes, just so that I could drink it by the cup.
I've actually started experimenting with mac and cheese. Have you guys done this? So this is what I've done. I started using like a George Foreman grill, obviously, to make my burger, right? And then instead of melting cheese on it like a cheeseburger, I'll have the Velveeta cup of mac and cheese, and I slather that on top, and I have a layer of mac and cheese, and that serves as the cheese for my cheeseburger. Also, another thing that I tried with less success, I have these cheddar and sour cream chips, and I said, you know what? Cheddar and sour cream probably goes great with mac and cheese, right? So I broke up a bunch of them, crumbled them up, put them in my little bowl of mac and cheese, mixed it in together. I go, this is going to be great. Cheesy, soft, crunchy. Not the case. I mean, it basically just tasted like the cheddar and sour cream chips, and also the crunchy thing that I thought I was going to get. Not the case. They just became soggy and soft, and I didn't know what I was eating. So, you know, lots of experiments I have going on with cheese currently, some successful, some less successful.
I think I might surprise you with my next question, because I'm legitimately confused why, when you made that second admission, you looked over your left shoulder as if someone might be hearing it. Are you afraid that your wife is going to learn about this? Why did you look around as if you were doing something wrong and you didn't want someone to overhear the admission?
To be perfectly honest with you, I'm surprised I got a follow-up question and wasn't told to leave. And I just kind of, I don't know, it reminded me of a better time when I did it. So I looked over to the scene of the crime, the kitchen over there, and was remembering fondly when I was crumbling up the chips and put it in my mac and cheese bowl.
Stugatz, you saw that Jimmy Kimmel had to apologize for blackface that he did many years ago, and he's also going to disappear for a while. I feel like if we just started running any episodes of The Man Show that he did with Adam Carolla, he would get attacked from a lot of different sides, because that show is not something that could exist now in any way, because, you know, it was just, you know, women bouncing on trampolines and bikinis was the centerpiece of the show. And it's just not a show that can exist today. But somebody is tweeting here about this by saying it went from cancel culture is good to cancel culture doesn't really exist to cancel culture is bad, because apparently people I don't agree with can do it too. This is from a Tim Dillon. And then the first response is this to him. I just hate everything I learn about on this app, meaning Twitter, but I don't have the willpower to delete it, causing me to hate myself. Is this how, like, this is where I am with Twitter, Stugatz. Like, this is absolutely where I am. This guy has given voice, I believe, to what a great many people are suffering.
That should be the description of the app when you download it from the App Store.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Is Twitter just, quote, I just hate everything I learn about on this app, but don't have the willpower to delete it, causing me to hate myself? Juju Gotti is going to be running our Twitter account again this weekend.
And Instagram as well.
And Instagram, yes. All our social media. And the thing, Stugatz, that I'm feeling very strongly, Twitter is a very valuable device for the job that we do in terms of keeping us up to date, and you will fall behind very quickly in what we do if you're not paying attention. But I would very much like to quit it.
Why don't you just use it correctly? Like, use it. I'm surprised that you can't figure out how to use this thing without looking at the mentions or getting rid of all the bad stuff you learned on Twitter. Like, just set it
it's not
as
possible.
Your own newspaper.
It's not possible, Stugatz.
It is possible. I've been doing it now for 6 months.
Well, first,
like, if I can show some restraint, anyone can.
Okay, Stugatz, first of all, that's not the nature of addiction. Okay, this is why you're working in a functioning person in society and not in a rehab or addicted to something, because this is absolutely an addiction. Everything that's happening with social media is absolutely America's great or the world's great sort of unexplored addiction.
I'm not saying I'm not addicted. I'm addicted to using it for the right reasons, though. I follow the people I want to follow. It helps keep me updated on everything going on. And if I fall behind, it helps me catch up very, very quickly. And then I just find compliments. I mean, that's it. That's how you use the thing.
Okay. Look, I envy your way of using it, but one of us around here has to be a little bit more thoroughly prepared than the other. And,
that's a good point.
And I get stuck in a lot of these places where I can't avoid the poison well.
And the one is the one that kept calling him Bubba Watson.
Yes, I was talking about Mike Ryan there, not me. I was talking about Mike Ryan.
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
In my defense, Don Lemon did that last night while talking to Bomani.
He's been doing it a lot, Don Lemon.
Yes.
So am I in good company?
But he's not in sports, Dan.
Exactly.
Well, but wait a minute. Why does he know who Bubba Watson is if he's not in sports?
Man, I don't know.
He must be into sports if you...
You're just going to drag him down with you?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Do you need to be someone who cares about sports to know who Bubba Watson is? Yes or no? To even know that name? Stugatz is a very bad spokesman for this company because he usually doesn't sound very healthy, but he swears by Navage and what it did to get rid of everything that felt like congestion in his face. Tell him, Stugatz.
I spoke to the president of Navage, and he told me, Dan Lebatard, that you are wrong, and he is in this for the long haul. How about that?
That I'm wrong about what? About you sounding unhealthy?
He says he likes that I sound unhealthy at the start, but at the end of the campaign, I'm going to sound as healthy as ever.
All right, very good.
He loves it. I mean, the guy gets the show.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like over-tipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves, in the world, and, of course, in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
So, Stugatz, how would you tell or what would you tell the audience about who Bill Hoffheimer is? Excuse me for mispronouncing his name.
I would say he's one of the people on our PR staff, one of the fine people on our PR staff, who tweets very nice things about me, so I love him.
All right, he tweets very nice things about a lot of people, and here he is tweeting a salute to Will Cain as he hosts his final Will Cain show on ESPN Radio today, 3 p.m. Eastern. Smart, always prepared, a skilled host, interviewer, and debater. Will has done a lot of great work at ESPN. Wishing him continued successes in his new gig. Don Van Natta is going to join us, the Pulitzer Prize winner, in about 10 minutes to talk about his LeBron backstory.
That's why I love Hoff so much. I mean, a nice little tribute to the Cowboy before his last show. A sad day at the network, but who's there to lift your spirits? Hoff.
So I wanted to talk to you about the idea, right? Because this has shifted a lot over the last 12 to 24 months or so, where ESPN was getting criticized. Like I said earlier this week, I think it started with Caitlyn Jenner and giving her a Courage Award, and a whole lot of people smearing ESPN as a political company when ESPN is not a political company. But ESPN did a bunch of polling, and the Stick to Sports crowd was speaking loudly about the fact that they don't want politics slash race slash gender slash any of it with their sports. And so there was a movement, a concerted movement, an organized movement, a policy movement away from that at the network. And within that, Will Cain was absolutely a necessary voice, even though I didn't agree with much of anything that he said, because there aren't a lot of people at our network, and now I think it's none, who do specifically what it is that he does, where he argues the other side well. And whether you agree with him or not, he speaks for a great many people. You remember I told you a long time ago, Stugatz, a long time ago, me, Mike Lupica, and Mitch Albom would do these weekly on SportsCenter sort of 90-second essays. And what the polling came back showing is that the consumer did not want one person's opinion, right? Did not want to hear their side not told. And so were birthed the argument shows where everybody's voice gets heard somewhere. Who's going to do what Will Cain does at our network now? Who's, like, as this whole thing has shifted, there's been a tectonic shift in everything that's happening here. The center has moved, and now ESPN is back to, you know, just about anything goes in terms of talking race. The corporate policy and everything else has been breached by America and sports changing very quickly, where every day LeBron James is out there saying something like what he said yesterday, which is the NFL owes Colin Kaepernick an official apology. Who's going to do what Will Cain did at this network in terms of welcoming other viewpoints? Is the answer nobody?
I think at least for now. So people who work here, there's a lane open. If someone would like to take it, there is a lane open once Will Cain leaves. If someone wants to be that guy to fill that
void, there's a lane open. Stugatz, are you sure? I mean, there's a lane open for you. You like to.
My lane feels a lot safer. I got to be honest with you. I'm in the right lane going like 40, 50 miles per hour. No one's honking at me. Everyone loves me. No one really cares. You know, Will is in the fast lane. He's on the far left, where if you're not going fast
far
enough,
right.
people
far
are,
right.
you know?
Far right.
Yeah.
I bet far right. But, you know, the fast lane is really, I mean, I wasn't trying to make it about politics. It just landed that way.
No, you
way.
Were trying to make it about lanes, and you still got it wrong.
Yeah, well, no, but I think it's, if, I think it's the far left.
It is the far left. It is the far left lane if you're going fast. It's the far right lane if you're
Will Cain. The analogy that you were trying to make.
My larger point is I'm happy in my lane.
Mike, do you want the lane?
Very, very slowly.
I think what you're saying, who's the guy? I'm like looking around. I'm like, is it me? Oh, God, this is not a fun lane.
Mike, by pulling our show to this.
By just saying, hey, this is the statement. Hey, journalistically, we have to do this. It's not being very fun.
Mike, by protecting corporate interests and than simply saying the things an executive must, Mike Ryan has been painted by our audience, Stugatz, as MAGA Mike, and it is so unfair. It is so unfair. Like, it's absolutely not true, but why don't you just lean into it? Mike, Will Cain is going. Why don't you just now become the guy that makes a bunch of arguments that people can't tell whether or not they're sincere or not? Like, you can do it. You can certainly play the character. I know you can. You can do it. Let's do it for like a week. Let's see how it goes. Like, we
do.
Let's do it for a week. Don Van Natta joins us next.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway to the confidence of knowing that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claims service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.